Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, and we are back. The last break of 2021. We,
the three of us, and hopefully you,
well, obviously you got through this year. So let's do our last scamming scammers of the year. Let me cue that up. Scamming scammers. Here, nope, scamming scammers short. Oh, nice. We like it short. We most certainly do. Okie dokie. So when we last left off with our lovers, online anyway, Michelle went to war. Michelle went to war to defend America in Yemen. And unfortunately, by the time she came back, Fake Davin forgot who she was. That's what happens, kids. That's what happens. Love's a bitch, especially when the person you love doesn't remember who the hell you are. So let's pick it up with April 1st. Of 2020.
April 1st, did you say?
April Fool's Day, yes. So she asked what I was doing right now. I said, I'm waiting for you, baby. She laughed. She goes, okay, same here, baby. She goes, I feel like being with you right now. I go, I'd like to be with you, love. I'd love to hold your hand. She goes, same here, honey. Where are you right now, honey? I go, I'm home. I'm used to a life of travel, but the virus has curtailed that, so you get me at home quite often, LOL. So this is April 1st of 2020. We are right in the shit. We are right in the pandemic shit. Much like we are again, but it was worse then. It was. She goes, okay, love. She goes, what are you wearing, sweetheart? She's very curious about what I'm always wearing. I go, is my Michelle trying to seduce me and get me naked? She laughs. I go, that was not an answer. She goes, yes, honey. She goes, I feel like having cyber sex chat with you right now and naked. This girl is always ready to go. And to think I forgot who she was.
How can you forget this one who's raring?
I don't know. I go, oh my, what are you wearing, woman of my dreams? I go, I'd like that very much. She goes, I know you will like it, honey. I laugh. I go, you are cocky. I like it. She goes, but if I ask you to send me your naked picture, you will not send. Why?
Aww. Oh.
I go, but don't start what you can't finish. Don't get me all hot and then disappear. She goes, no, I will not disappear. I go, that's good. May I kiss you, baby? She goes, but promise me that you will send me your naked picture. Yes, of course, honey. I'll tell you what. She's forcing my hand. I mean, I clearly want to below the waist. I'm gonna have to give this woman what she wants. Oh, Pip wants me to send the naked picture.
Yes.
I go, honey, that's not something I've ever done. Your lips are soft. She goes, then do it for me, honey, please. I go, honey, I don't know. I'm not really comfortable with sending naked pictures. Can't we just get lost in the moment? She goes, okay, love, no problem. Dodge that bullet. I go, thank you, baby. Yeah. I love you. She goes, sweetheart, what are you wearing? I go, I have jeans and a t-shirt. She goes, I love you more, baby. I go, aw. She sends me a bunch of hearts and some lips and some hearts. I send her a kissy emoji, a heart eyes emoji. Lips, hearts, all sorts of good stuff. I go, what are you wearing? She goes, I'm wearing said bra and panty. That was supposed to be red. But she's...
Oh, said bra, like you're in a court of law.
Yes. Were you wearing said bra and panties at the time?
He was wearing said bra and panties. And you, sir, I was balls ass naked. Okay, for the record.
The court will allow that.
Let the record state.
Sustained, like the erection.
And then me as the judge got so excited, so I called her an N-word multiple times. Wait, what? No.
It was the heat of the moment.
It was the heat. I was sedated at that time. And Joe said, you know, as somebody who's had cyber sex multiple times, he understands. Joe would allow me to remain on the bench and naked. So
it would be the penal court, of course. A little laugh.
What does the penal system say? Joe asks. Well, Joe, the penal system's very hard. Thank you for asking.
The penal code always says go.
The penal code always says
Tip,
go.
Tip, do you? I don't think Davin remember. You remember Kentucky Fried movie?
Yeah.
And when he did the courtroom scene, it's like you broke the penal code and he hit him with his big rubber dick. Fucking brilliant.
That is funny.
That movie didn't age well, but that was fucking funny though. The Zucker Brothers are brilliant.
There were bits that were still funny, but yeah, it didn't age well.
I take it there was a lot of racism in it.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were more innocent times when you could just be a racist. But anyway. So I go, what are you wearing? She goes, I'm wearing, or said bra and panty. I go, She goes, I'm wearing red bra and panty. And then she spelled panty wrong both times. I go, may I take off your bra? She goes, okay, love. She goes, may I take off your t-shirt? I go, I think I will kiss your neck. Yes, you may, honey. She goes, okay, love. I go, I rub my fingers through your hair. It smells nice. What is the shampoo? I like it. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I ask the shampoo when things are getting hot and heavy with my fake girlfriend?
No. You're trying to be soft and gentle, moving your way in.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
That's good.
No, yeah. She goes, take me and do whatever you like, honey. I'd like some iTunes cards. No.
yeah, go on, the cream rinse.
Better than six.
I go, okay, baby. I gently kiss your breasts. I go, what do your breasts look like, baby? She goes, I'm touching you dick, honey. Oh, wow. Well, this is escalated.
Wow.
She just goes, you look like pit stupid.
And this is why nobody can have cyber sex with you. You ruin everything.
Yeah, it's like straight into it.
They look like tits stupid.
They look like tits.
She goes, I'm touching you dick, honey. I go, can you feel hard you make me? She goes, yes, honey. I go, I'm licking your nipples. She goes, I feel like the same here, honey. I go, are your nipples hard, dear? She goes, I feel like having sex with you right now, honey. So do we think this is a woman or a man?
Who knows? This is about as erotic as traffic court.
Oh, no. No.
Listen, traffic court gets me really hard.
Good.
Like,
hey, let me tell you something. I've walked out of traffic court pretty fucked. Those bunch of bitches, man. So I stuck in county. Fuck those guys. End up in Orange County.
Yes.
No, I mean, I think this. I don't think. No, I think if you like imagine yourself as like two people writing back and forth, I think it's fine. Cyber talk.
No, it is. It is fine.
Yeah.
I think it is a girl.
She goes, I feel like having sex with you right now, honey. I go, slide your fingers into your pussy and imagine it's my dick. She goes, yes, honey. I go, imagine me kissing you passionately as I slide into you. She goes, honey, I feel like having sex with you right now.
Right.
Right now.
Do I still have to keep my fingers in my pussy or can I just take it out for a little bit? How long are we going with this?
Wait a minute. You can only take it out for a little bit if you stand outside in the rain with your sandwich.
Yeah.
Well,
it's kind of awkward when I'm standing up. Kind of look like I'm saluting my asshole, but nonetheless.
Oh my God, I dropped my phone. I'm back.
She goes, honey, I feel like having sex with you right now. You guys are ruining the mode. She goes, honey.
You didn't expect this eroticism would be intercut with two assholes making sophomore jokes.
Well, I expected better from you, not from Joe, because this is what you always want me to do.
I know, and no, you're doing very well. We're just being stupid.
And while you're doing it, you expect me to sit there and go.
Yes, because I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
You are, but. And she's digging every moment of it. We go have... on.
Go on.
She goes, honey, I feel like having sex with you right now. I go, I feel the same. I go, do you have a sex toy? And then she sends me a picture of, like, a man and a woman, you know, making love. Like, a, not a picture of her, like a meme or something.
Oh, I thought you asked her about a sex toy. I thought she was going to send you a picture of a sex toy.
No. I go, do you have a sex toy? She goes, what? I don't understand. Hmm.
Really?
I go, hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jax.
A dildo baby.
I don't like sex toys. I got Legos stuck up my ass one day.
We've never found that little astronaut.
Nope.
He boldly went where no man went before, and he never returned.
Let me see. Let me tell you, those weebles wobble, man.
Yeah, but
I'll tell you what, Pip. Those weebles wobble, but they won't go down.
But they do go up.
Oh, yes. Yes. I go, I go, a dildo baby. Something you can use to be my dick. She goes, aw, honey, what are you doing right now? I'm reading to two assholes. She goes, what? She goes, honey, what are you doing right now? I go, laying in bed, touching myself, thinking about you, baby. I go, what are you doing? She goes, laying in bed, touching my pussy, thinking about you, honey. That's right. She's touching her pussy. That's right.
There you go.
Nice.
There's a gal.
I go, is your pussy wet? She goes, yes. Yes. I go, put a finger in your pussy, baby. She goes, this is what I'm doing right now, honey. I go, how's it feel? She goes, are you holding dick, honey? Well, Dick Eldorado's got his little cowboy hat on, but he doesn't like to be held.
Imagine me going down on you like a Labrador retriever in a water dish.
Lisa says about the astronaut, that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
One giant leap for Joe's anus.
Leave my ass out of it.
No, it's in there.
She goes, oh, are you holding dick, honey? I go, I am, baby. I stroke you slowly, imagining I am in you. She goes, I'll be so happy to be with you right now, honey. I go, the feeling is mutual. She goes, I feel like you are with me right now, honey. Yes, honey. I go, good. That's what I want. Imagine I am kissing you and sliding in and out of you, feeling your wetness on my shaft. She goes, I feel good if you are doing all this to me right now. I go, good, baby. Should we go a bit faster? I place my hand on the small of your back and pull you in a bit closer. Where'd you go? Apparently there was a delay in the festivities.
Uh-oh.
Damn, not now!
To make
a map
of Hawaii. Not my joke, but we're going to use it.
Make a map of Hawaii.
What is that, Dice?
That's, oh, for Christ's sake, I forgot his name, but it's not mine.
I go, where'd you go? She goes, I'm here with you, honey. I go, good. I want to make you come. What position would you like? Hun, this doesn't work if you take a long time to respond. I guess she was doing what she always does.
What position would you like? I'd like to be in accounting. No, but I don't mean that kind of position.
Yeah, it's like, what is she doing during this? I'm like, she better be, like, getting herself off, because it's like, there's that no excuse for, like, big lags.
Well.
To make it official, that the map of Hawaii line, Jay Moore. Jay Moore, everyone. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this could just be two assholes who are faking it, too.
There is that.
I go, hun, this doesn't work if you take a long time to respond. And I asked her what position. She goes, anyone you like, honey. I go, how about doggy? She goes, what? I don't understand. Oh, for Christ's sakes.
How can you not understand doggy when you're asking what position?
Really? And it's like, do I have to stop and draw a diagram in the middle of this? Come on.
Because I will.
If that was me, it would look like two stick figures doing doggy. I can't draw worth a shit.
So what do you think I said?
Is that a spot sticker? No, it's two stick figures fucking doggy style.
What do you think I say to her?
I think you say like dogs.
I go, it's a position, baby. You're on your hands and knees, and I take you from behind.
Okay.
She goes, okay, love.
That's her saying that?
No, that's me explaining it to her.
Oh.
She goes, okay, love. I go, okay, baby, get in that position and slide your fingers in and imagine it's my dick. Baby, this doesn't work with the long breaks, Santa face. Are you not into it? I mean, I guess like 15 minutes passed.
Oh, my God, no.
She goes, baby, is what I'm doing right now. Baby, talk to you later, please. Baby, please don't be angry with me. This is a problem, kids. This is a problem. Look at Pip. Look at Pip. Pip is upset. Her fingers got all moistened. They were just ready to get all wrinkly because they were going to be in there for a while. And she's not. She's been deprived of her good time.
Yeah.
Fingers, interrupt us. By the way, this was the brownie pledge.
Funny, I thought it was the Boy Scout pledge. Anyway.
This is Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts? No, three fingers, those are women Scouts, dear. Those are not girls. And they are not lady Scouts, not with three fingers, I'll have you know.
she's got the brownie Scouts pledge going on, and all of a sudden she's like, honey, don't be mad at me that I stopped in the most important moments. And, like, what are you doing? Are you loading your dishwasher? What the fuck are you doing now?
Yeah, like, if this was real, this would be infuriating.
Absolutely.
It would feel like a trust is broken. What? I thought we were getting off over here. What's going on? I just remembered who you are, and this is how you repay me?
Oh, that's funny. I thought we were
going to
come. What's wrong?
Let's
come a little.
Yeah.
There better be a damn good reason for leaving me hanging.
Yeah.
Literally.
Seriously. She goes, baby, is what I'm doing right now. Baby, talk to you later, please. Baby, please don't be angry with me. I go, I don't understand. I thought this was time for us. I thought you were in bed. She goes, yes, honey, but I'm in bed, but I'm feeling sleeping. What?
Sleepy. You're jamming your fingers into your flute like you're trying to look for a squirrel. I mean, how can you get sleepy?
There are no squirrels up there. I've told you a million times, doggy. No squirrels up there.
I knew you were going to be there, but that fell through, so to speak.
I have no idea what exterminator fetish Mr. Curry has. I have no idea.
Looking for squirrels up there.
Show up in a thong and a beehive mask.
Well, I guess we know what Joe's girl is doing for Joe's birthday this year.
I was just gonna say, I'm feeling very bad for Joe's girl right now.
A beehive mask.
Beekeeper's outfit at a thong.
What do you want to fucking dress up like she's in Afghanistan? What's wrong with you?
But I know where to get everything. You go to Victoria's Secret for the thong, and you run down a Tractor Supply for the beehive. You know that shit there. You got one by you. Go in. Take a look.
A beekeeper's outfit. Oh, boy. That is some kinky shit. I love it.
She goes, yes, honey, I'm in bed, but I'm feeling sleeping. I go, well, that makes me think you were not enjoying it. Honey, I wanted to make you come. She goes, okay, love, no problem, honey. I go, I just don't understand, baby. You wanted to do this. You said you were like you, but then you said you were too tired. I just want to please you, but baby, I'm not good at this. I feel like an inadequate fool, sad emoji.
I would feel really, I mean, listen, if you said, I'm not into doing this tonight because I'm so sleepy, but don't start and then go, oh, I'm falling asleep. Oh, ew.
Yeah, really, you give me a case of the blue balls. I got
right.
The blue balls.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not a good look, honey.
She goes, no, honey, you are not a fool. Please, I'm here with you, honey. I go, I just want to satisfy you and turn you on and make you hot for me. Maybe I'm not good at cyber. She goes, you are good in that, honey. I go, do I turn you on, honey? Do I turn you on, honey? She goes, yes, honey. I go, do I turn you on? She goes, yes, honey. I go, okay, because I've never really done cyber sex, and the fact that I can't keep your attention makes me insecure.
Yeah. I mean, that's a bit of real.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not really, but yeah.
I mean, that's not you, but I mean, that's a real thing that, you know, somebody would feel.
Yes.
If you're like, you're being vulnerable and sexy time, and then all of a sudden they're like, I'm so sleepy.
Boring.
Right. It's like, oh, what's it going to be like in real life if all of a sudden you're like, I'm checked out. God.
I've got a finger in my ass and I'm yawning. This shouldn't be this, though.
Unless that's the button that makes you yawn, I don't want to hear this shit right now.
Well, now that you ask. Anyway, so I tell her it makes me insecure. She goes, okay, love. I go, what's okay? That I feel insecure? She goes, I'm here with you, honey. What are you doing right now? I go, it's 5:15 in the morning. I'm in bed. She goes, okay, love. What are you wearing, sweetheart? And I said, nothing. She goes, this is April 2nd, but we'll, so it's 5/16.
Hey, did you ever hear the old phone sex joke? Yeah, I had phone sex once. I got my cock stuck in the nine.
What?
I think it's a rotary phone joke.
Oh. Ow.
Don't laugh. That
all right.
Don't laugh. That only encourages more bad jokes. Please don't laugh, Pip. Now she can't contain herself. Look at her. She knows what she did. She's a bad girl. Oh, here we go. Here we go. We're about to have the waterworks from what end nobody knows. Here we go.
Hey, get a jar. Maybe you can
sell
whatever's leaking out of you right now.
Hold on a second. I got one.
What are you looking at? Why can't she have
a merch table? Thank you. I can have a space on the merch table. I have mason jars.
Right.
Fucking animal.
Oh, God. Okay.
You okay now? You can pose?
Yeah, I'm all right.
God damn it. There's a girl.
or Pip. There's something. I don't know what, but there's something. She goes, what are you wearing, sweetheart? I go, nothing. She goes, what? I don't understand, honey. I go, I'm not wearing anything because I'm in bed. She goes, are you angry with me, honey? Okay, love. I feel like being with you right now in bed. I go, I'm not angry, just confused. You start talking about having sex with me and wanting to have cyber sex, but then you leave or say you're tired. I don't know if I'm not good at it or if you're teasing me. Like you just did again. Ugh.
No. You're having the argument about, like, cutting out in the middle of cyber sex and she cuts out?
Yes.
Ah!
This is maddening.
Oh, my God.
So about 50 minutes later, she responds. Hi, sorry for late responding, honey. I go, I just don't understand if you want to have cyber sex or tease me. She goes, I want to have cyber sex with you because I've missed you a lot, honey. I go, I don't want to start and then you leave, stop talking, or get tired. If we start, I want to have a sweet and lovely experience with you to completion. She goes, I'm here with you, honey. I go, but for how long? See, cyber sex does not work with long delays in response. And that was, you know, that was about 45 minutes later that she responded.
Wow, you've already finished yourself and you're out having a cigarette or two.
I've already finished myself and I'm out having sex with another scammer. I don't need this shit.
I mean, it's so rude. It's so demoralizing. No.
These are the types.
I'm frustrated.
These are
she
the
gave me blue ovaries here.
Oh, well, there you go.
Miracle.
So about 40 minutes later, she goes, okay, love, sorry for late responding. Where are you right now, and what are you doing, sweetie? I go, I'm home. She goes, okay, love. I go, you're an enigma, Michelle. What? I don't understand. Of course you don't, because it's an SAT word.
It's true.
I laugh. I go, I can't figure you out. One minute you want to get all sexy, and then you vanish. She goes, so sorry, honey. It will not happen again. I promise. I go, honey, it happens all the time. You get me all hot, and then you leave me hanging. Do you think it's best we don't do cyber sex? She goes, no, honey, it will not happen again. I love you, honey. A bunch of hearts and kissy emojis. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. She wants fake dates. So you got to give her that. She just doesn't want it all at once. She wants to spread it out over the course of a day.
Well, Arlise is a sport. She says, always finish what you've started.
No, that's
agreed.
That's why we love our Lisa.
That's right.
I go, I love you. I go, I just don't like you getting me all hot and then leaving me with my dick in my hand, LOL. She goes, okay, well, not do it again, honey. I laugh. I go, you always say that. When we have cyber sex, do you really get naked and touch yourself? She goes, okay, honey, I'm ready for it now. She goes, you know I love you so much and I can't live without you because you come into my life and turn my sadness to happiness. I go, and you turn my happiness into horniness. I'm always thinking of you, baby.
That's a good line.
Thank you. It's the only type I write. She goes, baby, I mean, since you come into my life, you have turned my sadness to happiness. Me too, sweetie. I'm thinking of you every moment. Love you. Bunch of hearts, bunch of kisses, all that good stuff. I go, I'm glad we met, baby. I long for the days when you are home and we can be together for real. She goes, I pray so, honey. I go, it will happen. I will greet you with a big, long, deep kiss. She goes, and I know that God will make it possible for us to see in person and be together. I think it's going to happen for
us. Yeah, because God's reading all this shit right now going, I got to figure this out for these kids.
Yes, Joe. Yes.
Jump right in.
I could help them. And there was an apple when I told him to go to hell, but he's too late, might have a promise.
You know what? Maybe we don't need God. Maybe all we need is a dolphin nudge.
A
like and an eggplant and a peach.
Sure. I go, that's good, baby. I go, what do you want to do on our first night together? She goes, I'll be so happy then, honey. I go, me too. She goes, honey, I don't know. If you can request for my leave to our leave commander, let me be back and be with you, honey. I go, honey, you know what it's come down to from the top of the military that there to be no troop movement for 60 days. And that was true. There was no troop movement for 60 days because of coronavirus at the time. She goes, I know,
nice.
Honey.
Throwing some knowledge at her.
I am. I'm sure, and I'm sure it's going to land well. I'm sure she's going to, oh, that's an excellent point. She goes, I know,
really? Honey. Like, you got a four-star, like a General Bulldog McIvy, you know your stuff.
If only I had that power.
Yep.
Only General Bulldog McIvy. Tommy Cobb, stop.
Everybody down.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Do I have to wear my mask for this show?
Yeah, it would make me feel better if you were wearing a mask.
I do it for our promos.
And yeah, that was actually a pretty good promo. I got to give you credit that when you actually do them, they're actually pretty good. Just a shame you can't be you can't be bothered to do what Joe and I do. It's a shame that you feel you're special that way. But anyway, I'll continue. No, clearly not. I got to personally fucking remind her, and then we get radio silence. She can't be bothered to do the bare minimum.
Believe me, we can't be bothered either, but we do it.
Exactly. Because we're a team.
God, I hate doing them.
You know what? There's no I. There is no I in team, but there's two in Pip Helix, and we get it.
All right.
Sure. She goes, I know, honey, but what is you will hear? I go, huh? She goes, if you accept a request, I will send you our leave board Gmail address so you can talk to our leave board commander. Hello, honey, are you there? Honey, let's revisit when the troop movement freeze ends. Is there a way we can video chat?
You know, yeah. I remember back in World War II when there was a lonely GI talking with his girl, and he wanted to get home, and Patton's phone would ring, and George would sit there and go, well, why didn't you say so? And then...
And then he would put the papers right through.
Exactly.
But never mind the intelligence reports or the whatever. You know, when somebody decides to call the general and decide to move troop movements because somebody's lonely.
Worse more. Let's just get these two kids together.
It's two kids. That's what makes a difference.
She goes, but you know we're not allowed to do that here because of security reasons. I go, I don't think that's correct. Maybe I should talk to your commander and set him straight.
Wow, I'll talk to him, but I'm going to talk to him about what I want to talk to him about.
And then she sends me this bullshit fake military document about the rules of leave and everything. So what do you think?
The rules of what?
Like, for her to leave and everything. Oh. You know, rules and regulations for...
Fine word to the general, flowers to the lieutenant.
Rules and regulations for deployment. No making of call on the base or on duty post. No catting on duty or during break time. No catting, kids. That's
okay.
Hey, MP, he's at acting like a calico.
I saw him licking his hand and then running it over his head like a cat.
He
I
had
saw
his
it.
Leg up in the air and was licking his asshole. 40 days
And while he's in there, let him show us how to do that.
She goes, it continues, and this is right rules and regulations for deployment. No taking of snaps on the premises, and that's spelled wrong, or the duty post. No outgoing for drinking outside the base or on the duty post. No eating, drinking during the duty hour, because it's duty hour. Soldiers... Hey.
If you're prepping for a colonoscopy, then you have to.
Soldiers on the special mission here are not allowed to make any calls. Soldiers on the special mission are not allowed to stay long on chat with his or her family. Any soldier catched chatting on duty will be suspended from work for 2 weeks.
They'll be suspended from work, yes, because the military just doesn't want you to do anything if you're naughty. Yeah.
Any soldier catched making calls or unnecessary snaps will be suspended from duty. And this says, notice, no excuses. Any of these rules that have been evaluated, any of these rules that have been evaluated by any deployment soldier shall immediately suspend it and face U.S. Board of Military for 2 weeks. Any soldier that wanted to visit his, her family or fiancé, the family or the fiancé, should contact the Station Deployment Missions Commandment on his email for approval of the invitation and other processes and give reason for the invitation. Bear with us for more info. Deployed Commandment has the email address.
You know, I tell you, if anybody ever out there ever wondered what it would look, what it would be like if a five-year-old wrote the Code of Military Conduct, we have Exhibit A right here. When we played guns at five, we had a better hard set rules that were written better.
Wait a minute. If you were naughty and you were catch-taking snaps, you were bad.
Right. Straight from the Pentagon.
The thing's closed, so just bear with me. And you guys can just you guys can go more into depth on that if you want. I'm getting the feeling you don't think it's authentic.
Well, I mean, if it came from fucking F Troop, yeah, maybe you're, you know, Navy or something like that. Yeah, or even Hogan's Heroes. But no, I don't think that is the proper code of conduct for the military.
Can you imagine the fucking balls to send that to an American?
Really? Really? I know! It's like, listen, if you tried to write the same thing as Swahili, you would make a billion errors, and they would just laugh you off the face of the planet.
If you're desperate, and you're lonely, and you want a conversation, and you get that, it doesn't make a difference.
I don't know, Joe. That is written so poorly. Like, that's not even like knowing military stuff and knowing it's horseshit. It's just written badly.
Oh, believe me, Captain Kangaroo has come out with more military doctrine than this.
I think Captain Kangaroo actually had real military experience.
Yeah, he did?
I think so. I might be wrong, though.
Oh, my.
I'm almost there, kids. But yeah, that's what she sends me, and that's supposed to convince me.
What a bunch of horseshit!
More convincing than that. I go back to the cyber sex.
All right. So what do you think? What do you think I say after I read that?
I think you're going to obey those rules.
Okay. What do you think, Pip?
Well, first of all, I think that Captain Kangaroo was a World War II Navy veteran, according to Google.
Okay.
And also, I think that that's a pile of horseshit, and you're going to tell her so.
I go, yeah, that's not accurate. That is crap. Well played, Pip Helix. Well played. I go, when is your contract up to leave the Army? She goes, what? I don't understand you, honey. I go, you enlist for a period of years. I want to know when you're finished, baby. Maybe we can plan a life together. Honey is in your hands now. I go, that's not true, baby. You have a contract.
She goes, what? Wait, what did she say?
She says, it's in my hands now. And I said, that's not true. She has a contract. When you enlist, there's a contract. You're serving for so many years.
You don't get to just walk when you feel like it. Yeah. Oh, I think I'm done on Tuesday.
Oh, that's called AWOL.
Yes.
She goes, request for my leave board first. If I come back, we will plan ourself together, sweet. I go, honey, we need to wait until the freeze is over. I feel like they're not giving you valuable information. It is good you met me.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, now this fake Davin, I think real Davin is leaking into a little bit of this fake Davin, because you're gonna explain some things to her and give her advice.
Only when asked, dear. Only when asked. She goes, baby, I know I have a contract, but if you request for my leave, everything will be okay, honey. I go, no one's allowed to go anywhere right now, plus America's on lockdown, as you know. Honey, why are they not telling you the truth? I'm concerned about your well-being now.
Good. It's like, oh no, she's being lied to. Let me fix it.
Well, as Joe likes to point out, I'm always there to solve a scammer's problem.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
It just as long as it doesn't involve a financial transaction. That's where my help ends.
Yes. Then you become decidedly unhelpful.
I do. And you vanish. I go, it makes me think I'm just a plaything. It makes me very sad, Michelle. Why do you keep doing this to me? She goes, honey, I'm angry because you don't want to do what I ask for you to do. I go, because what you ask is impossible. I'm angry because your head has been filled with misinformation. And then I send her a link to a CNN article about troop movement freeze and the coronavirus. See? I'm helping.
You're a helper. You're such a giver.
She goes, what, honey? I don't understand you. Please, hello, are you there, honey? I go, baby, whoever's telling you that you could come to me now is lying to you. We need to ride this out. I want to be with you badly, but we can't right now, love. I'm always here for you, forever. I love you so much. So this is, we're trying to clearly kick the can down the road.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, we can't be together right now, so let's keep chatting.
That's what I'm saying. She goes, baby, but you don't want to request for my leave. Why? I go, honey, you're not allowed to leave Yemen. Don't you think I'd love for you to be with me, kissing you, holding you, hugging you, making love to you? She goes, okay, love. I go, once you come to me, I will never let you go. I promise, my queen.
Ah.
She goes,
bring out all the stops.
She goes, I know we're not allowed to live Yemen now. Okay, love. No, you don't. You don't know that, stupid. If you knew that, you wouldn't ask me.
You wouldn't have said that. You wouldn't have said all that shit if you did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No. Men have died.
Liar.
pardon me. I go, we will be together. I know it in my heart. She goes, I will soon be back to the state, but don't know the date yet. I go, I'll meet you at the airport. What do you want to do when we are together? I go, then where are you now? She goes, I'm on my duty post now, honey. I go, when are you finished? I'm missing my Michelle. She goes, all right, honey, miss you too. She goes, where are you right now, sweetheart? I go, I'm home, baby. Boy, are you going to be shocked when I can resume my career and tell you all the different places I am, LOL. She goes, not like that, honey. So what are you doing right now, honey? I go, thinking of my wonderful girlfriend. She goes, okay, love, same here. I go, you're thinking of your wonderful girlfriend, LOL?
Hot.
She goes, I'm thinking of my Superman, Dav. And I go, aw, you're sweet. Thanks. She goes, thanks so much, sweetheart. I go, I really want to kiss you. She goes, what are you wearing right now? I feel the same way, honey. I go, don't start with me and get me all hot and then leave me hanging, woman. LOL. She goes, no, honey. It will not happen again.
Always, what are you wearing? Always.
Nothing. My dick is in my hand. Assume that every time we talk.
There you go.
Wait, but I do.
It's the way I do the show. Where's his hand? It's below his waist. She goes, no, honey, I will not happen again, I promise. You know I love you so much. Bunch of hearts, kisses. I go, are you done with your post? She goes, no, honey. I go, okay, that does not matter what I am wearing, LOL. She goes, okay, love. That'll be when I'm done with my duty, love. I go, when will that be? She goes, baby, if I'm done, I will let you know, okay? I go, you've been working this whole time? She goes, no, honey. I go, what are you doing now? She goes, I'm done now, sweetheart. I go, cool. Is work good? She goes, I'm just laying down, honey. I go, okay, are you tired? And we will leave it there.
Very good.
So.
Good episode.
Yeah?
It had everything.
So, to recap, we had some sexy talk that once again left fake Davin sitting there with his balls out. Not good. Like, it's good.
So irritating.
It's good while it happens. Like, she's really into it when it happens. And then it's, like, over.
Yeah. But, like, over before you're done.
Yes. And then.
Irritating.
And then we have fake Davin calling her out on her bullshit about a god-awful attempt to get off, get out of Yemen with a leave. She kind of handled it okay. It's like, okay, yeah, I know. But you know, she keeps trying, but she doesn't push too much.
Am I missing the point of why she wants you to attempt to write to her CO to try to get her on vacation, basically? Yeah.
Yes, you are missing the point, Pip. But I will explain the point. As we've talked about, as we've talked about in the past, you know, fake leave ain't free, baby. Fake leave is going to cost some real moolah. So, you know, when I talk to this person, I go, okay, you're going to have to pay for these fees for her to get the leave. That's where this is going. That's where they want this to go. It doesn't usually work that way when they talk to me, but that is the end game.
I say, what a preposterous
thing. And then to play that out, they could even say, and now I need money for a flight to see you. You know, thank you for paying for my leave. Now I need you to send me money for airfare. And they never show up.
And there you are on the dock with your dick in your hand.
So I am not letting them get that part of the scam off the ground. Now you would think when I told them I had military experience, they would try a different tact.
Yeah,
but you're forgetting something. They're not that bright.
I'm not forgetting. I don't think I've forgotten that for one moment, Joe.
No, and they won't let you forget it, even if you try.
Much like many people in my life. But to Joe's point, if they were on the ball, let's mix this up a little bit. We can't go with the standard military shit, and we should certainly make sure we don't have anybody catting when we send a fake military document.
Right.
And you certainly don't want to be catched.
No.
Don't be catched.
Catch doing snaps.
Catch doing snaps.
Yeah.
Bad.
So, all right. I think that was good stuff. Let's thank some folks. Like to thank Sensei Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Russ.
Russ has been with us since the beginning. And we certainly appreciate it. And hopefully we get to see Russ in studio this year. That would be very nice.
Yeah, really?
I'm on the new year,
Well, the invitation's been extended to him. It hasn't worked out with his scheduling.
Yeah, with the whole COVID thing and everything going on.
But it gets in the way.
Took a part of the show,
Also, with Sidesplitting Productions, if you need a performer, Sidesplitting Productions, a comedian. Also, if you want to do Zoom now, because maybe that's safer for you, Laugh at Home Comedy, number 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Go to davincomedy.com to find out all of that information. Joe, New Year's Eve, tell us about it.
Yeah, New Year's Eve, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club with the very funny Rich Voss, 525 Arnold Avenue, dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN, or go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com. Showtime will be about 9:30. Come on out if you're in the area. You're going to have a great time.
And if you're not in South Jersey, if you want to be in Northern Jersey, I will be in Rutherford, New Jersey on New Year's Eve, Friday night, Bananas Comedy Club, 2 shows, 7 and 10. Going to be a good time. Numbers 201-727-1090, 201-727-1090. We certainly hope if you're going to come out and you're in the tri-state area, come see your pals. Pip, do you have any special New Year's plans?
No, we are, what a shock, we're staying in. But we wish all of our listeners a happy and healthy New Year.
We do.
Yeah, if I could add, we want to thank everybody that listens. Lisa, One Eye, Lisa, Two Eye, Deb, Amy, thank you for your support. Thank you for listening to our shows, and we really appreciate it. It means a lot to us.
Hear, hear, and
of course,
thank you to our live listeners and our people who listen on podcasts. Certainly appreciate it. Love that fact that you guys listen. I want to thank people who listen tonight and Joe and Pip. I've had a god awful fucking week, on a few fronts, but I thank you for allowing me this escape for the few hours. It was certainly fun laughing with friends, and it was appreciated. Because honestly, physically I'll be fine. Emotionally, I'm pretty gutted right now. But it was fun to laugh with you guys as it always is. So, guys. I end my comedy shows like this sometimes, and I'm going to end this show before the little catchphrase. Just be nice to each other, man. Just be nice. It's so much easier. Even if you don't agree with somebody, you can disagree. Just be nice to them. There's so much animosity out there. Let's just be smart about things. Let's get through this. Let's hope we have a better 2022 than the past 2 years.
Right. Take it from the three jackals you see on the screen. Yeah.
I'm nice. I'm nice to Jace.
I'm nice in spurts.
You do a lot of things in spurts, Pip. Usually in the third segment.
Where's my jar?
Ew. 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 All right. Well, happy, healthy New Year. Hope you guys have a wonderful 2022. Happy and healthy New Year to Joe and Pip. Always.
Thank you. Good luck to you and good
same
luck
to you.
Thank you.
Good luck with the closing tomorrow. My God.
Yeah, it's a big day. Big day's coming up. I'm just I'm beat, kids. I'm beat, but I'm glad we got to do this. This was fun show. We'll have new topics next week. And Pip, you have the blog. I'm fucking telling you now. I will tell you over
thank
the weekend
you.
Again. You've been told. Don't tell me you were sedated. That will not be a fucking excuse.
Wait a second. No, see, I don't take sedation. It makes me racist.
In that case, please be sedated for the show. We enjoy it. All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.